The key to dealing with temptation, experiencing victory, and living in freedom begins with your thoughts. What is your mind focused upon? Whom are you choosing to worship? You see, who sits on the throne of your heart determines what you choose to think about. What you choose to think about determines what you choose to do. What you choose to do determines the consequences that follow. It all begins with your heart. Who is sitting on the throne? Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry. This is episode 168. In this week's episode, we continue our mini-series on glorifying God as we discover how our thinking impacts our doing. This week's episode is entitled, Fixed. I want to make sure you didn't miss what I said in the opener this episode, so let me repeat it. Listen closely. The key to dealing with your temptation, the key to experiencing victory, the key to living in freedom begins with your heart. Your heart meaning your thoughts, your mind. What is your mind focused upon in the midst of the temptation? In fact, let's take it a step further. What is your mind focused upon before the temptation ever hits? You see, whom you choose to worship, whether it's King me or God, determines what you choose to think about. What you choose to think about determines what you choose to do. What you choose to do determines the consequences that will follow. My point is this, it all begins with your heart. Who is sitting on the throne? Whom are you worshiping? God's command in Scripture is clear. In Colossians 3, verse 2, he says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Now, I want you to think about the verb that Paul uses here to set. Set your mind. That verb to set involves making something firm, immovable, making it fixed or firmly planted. It's almost as if you're setting it in cement or epoxy glue. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, what is to be fixed? What is to be set? The answer is your mind. Your mind is to be firmly, immovably planted. It's not to wander from here to there upon that, wandering away from that which it's set upon, no matter what the enticing lure may be, no matter what temptation may come your way. Keep your mind fixed. Keep it firmly, immovably planted. A set mind is fixed and focused on one thing. A set mind is not going to be easily drawn away and enticed. As Paul says here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, that something that my mind is to be fixed, that is to be set, that is to be firmly and immovably planted, is on things above. So let's ask this question. What are the things above that our mind should be fixed on? What's Paul referring to? You know, I find it interesting that Paul uses the definite article here. Now, our modern English would not read well if we put it literally word for word the way Paul wrote it, but by using the article, the definite article in this sentence, we can see what Paul's point is. You see, it literally reads this way, "Set your mind on things the above," T-H-E, the above. Set your mind on things the above. Now, again, that doesn't read well in our modern English, but because he wrote it that way, Paul is making it abundantly clear that he's not referring to an ambiguous above that you can define however you want, just make sure it's higher than you. I mean, if that were the case, then I'd suggest that the type of things above that we might set our minds on probably would not be the things of God. And here's why I say that. Psalm 10, verse 4 tells us, "The wicked are too proud to seek God. They seem to think that God is dead," Psalm 10, verse 4. When Paul uses the definite article here, "Set your mind on things the above," he's helping us understand there's only one singular thing that our mind is to be immovably fixed upon, to be set upon, and that is God and God alone. Remember, What you think directly affects what you say and what you do. Each and everything that you say and do should bring glory to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. It's why our mind must always be firmly and immovably fixed on God, set upon things the above. When your mind is fixed on I want, I need, I deserve, I desire, I have to have, I can't live without. When your mind is fixed on those things, your choice of words and actions will be self-centered. They'll be king me oriented. And the scriptures are very clear, that's worship of a false god. That's idolatry. However, when your mind is fixed on God, what's going to glorify God? What's going to honor God? What's going to please God? What's going to bring him the attention that he deserves, the worship that he deserves? When your mind is fixed on things the above, your life will be lived for his honor, his glory. What you say and what you do will bring glory and honor to him. Another thing I want to point out in this verse is that Paul writes the verb set your mind. The verb set is written in what's called the present tense, active voice, imperative mood. Now, if you've followed this podcast for any length of time, you've heard me refer to those tenses and voices and moods before. The present tense simply means that the action is being done right now, right now, right now. And it never stops. It never ends. It's continuous. It's ongoing. It's always in the here and now. It's present tense. So according to Colossians 3:2, the action that is continuously being done is that our minds are firmly and immovably planted on God all the time, right now. Right now, right now. It's not something that I do once and move on. I have to continuously keep my mind set on God. I need to maintain my focus upon him every moment of every day. Why? Because Satan is constantly putting his lures around us to try and drag us away. However, setting my mind on God is not something that automatically happens for the born-again believer. That's why Paul uses the active voice. The active voice simply means that you are the one doing the action. You are the one who's continuously and constantly, every moment of every day, fixing your mind, setting your mind, firmly and immovably planting your thoughts on what's going to glorify God, what's going to honor God. This is personal. By using the active voice, what Paul's saying is, I can't do this for you no matter how much I may want to. And you can't do it for me. You must be the one choosing to do this, setting your mind on the things of God for yourself. If you don't do it, it's not going to get done. And then it's also used in what's called the imperative mood. The verb to set here is a command. It's our responsibility as a child of God to set our minds, to fix our thoughts immovably, planted firmly on God at all times. You and I must daily, we must moment by moment choose to fix our minds solidly on the things of God, the things that will glorify him, the things that will honor him, the things that will bring praise to him. Because I submit, when you don't do this, because this is in the imperative mood, because this is a command, when you're not setting your mind on God, you're disobeying God. And according to 1 John 3, verse 4, disobeying God is sin. You see, my friend, our minds must never be allowed to just wander away from the goal of glorifying God. Our minds must always be fixed. Everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do should glorify him. Again, let me refer to 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And what does all mean? All means all, and that's all means. Well, in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 19, we read this, set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Let me repeat that, 1 Chronicles 22:19. Set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Are you doing that? Are you setting? Are you fixing? Are you firmly planting your thoughts on glorifying God every moment of every day? First Chronicles 16, verse 11 tells us that we are to seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. We are to know God, watch us now, and we are to serve Him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts, and He understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will let you find Him. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Hey, Jesus Himself said, we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6, 33. So coming back to our verse on Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, we are to set our minds on the things above, not on earthly things. And I want to submit, if your mind is continuously, firmly, immovably planted on the things that glorify God, then even the most enticing, most tempting lure won't draw you away. It'll be tempting for sure. It'll be enticing for sure, but it won't pull you away. You won't leave your focus on God to put some focus on kingdom. Your life is going to be different. Your words and your deeds will be different. To glorify God consistently and faithfully in every part of your life, you must first choose to glorify Him in every part of your thought life. Set your mind on Him. Now, this is a shorter, more brief episode this week because we're about to dive into another more very important section, and I don't want to cut it in half or drop you in the middle of it. So we're just going to stop right now. We're going to hit the pause button until next week's episode. We've got more to study, more to talk about as it relates to how to glorify God. But in the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about the Pure Man Ministry, what it is that we do on a daily basis to help men literally across the globe find freedom and victory over their sexual sin and addiction, be sure to visit our website. I encourage you to look at the multitude of resources that we've made available to you. Our website is The Purity Coach. It's all one word, The Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, Coach, COACH.com. Now, one of these, I think, powerful resources that we're making available to you is a book I've written entitled Overcoming Temptation, 4 Steps to Spiritual Victory. Again, that title is Overcoming Temptation, 4 Steps to Spiritual Victory. You see, saying no to temptation, choosing to live an upright and godly life, that's a daily decision you must make. You have to fix your mind on God. It's a choice. And every time you're faced with a temptation, you're also faced with a decision. Do I give in, or do I stand firm in my faith and fight? Do I yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Do I choose to live a life that's going to glorify God? Or do I focus on the things that King me wants and give in to my fleshly desires? Well, this book, Overcoming Temptation, 4 Steps to Spiritual Victory, is written in very clear and practical way on how to live a life that is holy and pure, how to say no to sin and live by the Spirit in a way that glorifies your Creator, your Savior, your Heavenly Father. So again, the title of the book is Overcoming Temptation, 4 Steps to Spiritual Victory. You can find it and purchase it on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, thepuritycoach.com, and look in our resources section, and you'll find the book, Overcoming Temptation, 4 Steps to Spiritual Victory. Well, if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, let me encourage you to do so. I don't want you to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next week, this is author, speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach Steve Etner for the Pure Man Ministry, reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.